You guys can have a seat.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wayne Curry, and I'm here with the announcements this morning. The announcements for December the 11th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way is to give through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday School is for age 4 to grade 5, and nursery is infant to 3 years old. More teachers are needed for Sunday School, so please sign up at the Welcome Center. Youth group is on Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. at the church. This will be their last Christmas party. Plus, on Saturday the 17th, there will be a sleigh ride with hot chocolate and snacks at the Greens from 2 to 5 p.m., weather permitting. Be sure to check your church mailboxes, as they tend to be fuller at this time of the year. Our Christmas Eve candlelight service will be at 7 p.m., Saturday, December the 24th. And this is a great event to invite your friends to also. We are coming into the flu season, so when we have our greeting time, once our children have been dismissed, just please be aware that some people may not be comfortable shaking hands. So if people are waving at you, please feel free to wave back. Thank you.
We light the candle of joy. Today's candle reflects the joy that comes through Jesus' arrival and through the salvation that he has gifted us. This week celebrates the joy of Christ coming to earth. We are reminded of the joy that shepherds experienced when they received the good news about Christ's birth. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. Joy is an extreme happiness that cannot be deterred by present circumstances. This type of joy comes from God alone. Joy can often be experienced when a Christian thinks about salvation, eternal life for Jesus. It is an eager anticipation about the wonderful things to come. The shepherds experienced this as they ran to Bethlehem to see Jesus. Let's pray. Let us remember the good news of Jesus' birth has the power to bring us great joy this Christmas season. Our joy isn't dependent on what is going on in our life, in our world, or the people that we are with. Our joy comes from you. That joy that flooded the hearts of the shepherds, the angels, the wise men, the host of heaven, and Mary and Joseph is the joy that still has the power to overwhelm our hearts with rejoicing. Father, you offer the same joy to us now if we know and recognize you, Jesus, as as our Savior and Lord. You gave us a reason to celebrate when you gave us the unspeakable gift of Jesus Christ. You came to dwell among us. Our joy is a gift. It is the gift that you gave us this first Christmas in Jesus Christ. Our joy is encompassed in our Savior, King Jesus. Flood our hearts with this joy this Advent season as we reflect on the good news of Jesus' birth. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Let's stand.
Sorrows, I'm trading my shame.
joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. You say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Told me, pa rum pum pum pum, a newborn king to see, pa rum pum pum pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa rum pum pum pum, to lay before the king, pa rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum. Rum pum pum pum. So to honor him, pa rum pum pum pum. When we come, baby Jesus, pa rum pum pum pum. I am a poor boy too. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. That's fit to give our king, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. Rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum? My drum. Larry nodded, pa rum pum pum pum. The ox and time, pa rum pum pum pum. I played my drum for him, pa rum pum pum pum. I played my best for him, pa rum pum pum pum. Rum pum pum pum, rum pum pum pum. Then he smiled at me, pa rum pum pum pum. Me and my drum.
You guys can turn and greet each other, and the kids are dismissed.
Well, that was interesting.
It was great. It was good. I was all right.
It's you just never know.
Good morning. I'm just going to start this morning with a little bit of an explanation. When you first came in the doors, there's sheets there. This is in relationship to the nominating committee. This happens once a year where we use the nominating committee to nominate people for potential eldership, which should be voted on by the membership on the last Sunday of January, which is their annual meeting. So how this works is the committee is made up of two elders, two members, and the pastor. And so how this works is on the back, it shows the membership list. You need to be a member to be able to vote on this. You circle two names and then sign your name. You can put it in the offering box or you can take it to the office as well. You may look in here and think, hey, my name isn't on here. Well, we can change that. So if you're interested about membership or anything that is connected to that, you can get a hold of the church office. This morning, we're going to use Psalms to guide our prayer, Psalm 86. Let's pray. Hear the words of David in Psalm 86, 8 to 10. No pagan God is like you, O Lord. None can do what you do. All the nations you made will come and bow before you. Lord, they'll praise your holy name, for you are great and perform wonderful deeds. You alone are God. Come express your devotion and love for this amazing and wonderful God that we serve. In confession, hear the words of verse 11 that say, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so I may honor you. Are we spending time reading the Bible and having these living words transform the way we live? Let us confess our failures to pursue his truth with all of ourselves. O Lord, grant us purity of heart. Thanksgiving, our hearts overflow with the words of verse 12 and 13. With all my heart, I'll praise you, O Lord my God. I'll give glory to your name forever, for your love for me is very great. You've rescued me from the depths of death. We're children drenched in the love of God. How has this love marked your life this week? In thanksgiving, let us bring these instances before him. Thank you, God, for our daily bread. Thank you for breath of life. Thank you for warm homes when it's cold out. Supplication, listen to David's confidence in God's readiness to answer our prayers in verse 5 and 7. O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for help. Listen closely to my prayer, O Lord. Hear my urgent cry. I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me. Are you in trouble today? Is there an urgency in your request for help? Perhaps there's an urgency on behalf of someone else. God is close to listen, ready to answer. Let's bring a request before him. Pray for Cynthia and Jill's family, for Tammy's family, for Martha and Trina, for Dale and Deb's family, for Ray and Rowena, for Gloria and Jerry, for Brian and Rita, for Kaylin and Remy, for Connie and Jim, for Leona, for Evelyn, for Elaine, for Marcia, for Neville, for Michelle. Some of the places around the world, Albania, Angola, Belarus, for Ukraine and Iran, God, we pray for peace and the end of turmoil and war. For Canada and the United States, we pray for healing for our own land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are weighing heavy on our hearts, you know all about this. You love us and you can meet us right where we are. So we say, come, Lord Jesus, and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, Let us pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're going to sing another song.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch or keep.
Joy, joy.